We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuos, Halacha Dalid. We're in the middle of paragraph Chaf Hey. In our sets of Likutei Halachos, it's page 34, the right-hand column, all the way by the top. We were talking about the power of the Tzaddik uniting Hashem and the Shekhinah, Hashem and the Jewish people. And we said, Rav Nosson Zal made reference to the 13th story in Sipurim Isaias, the fourth day, where Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about these two birds that got separated, and they're very far from each other, and they throw, and they can't hear each other. And what happens is there's somebody that knows how to mimic the sound of bird A, so he goes to bird B, and he mimics the sound of bird A, and then he goes to bird A and mimics the sound of bird B. And that's how he's able to bring them close together. Because from where they are, they're so far apart from each other that they can't hear each other. It's only by having this intermediary step in, and because he knows both sounds, he knows the sound of bird A and bird B, and he can play the sound of bird A for B, and vice versa, that's how he's able to reunite them and bring them close together. And this is obviously referring to the concept of Hashem and the Jewish people. Rav Nosson Zal quoted the pasuk that the Tikkun Ezer quotes, "Kitzipor noidedes min kineho, kein ish noided mim koimoi," about the bird, the Shekhinah being symbolized by this bird that wanders away, that drifts away from its nest, that's forced to leave its nest. And as a result, also the Ish, Kutshebrichu, is also forced to leave his place, Kavyochol. And the Tzaddik is the one whose mission is to bring them back together. So we've spoken about this quite a bit so far. Now Rav Nosson Zal is continuing on this topic. V'atzadik tzorich sheyeda lasois kol minei koiloi sheboilam. The tzaddik has to know how to emulate, how to mimic all the different sounds in the world. Ki tzorich lahalois es koil tzaakosoi shel kol echot. Because he has to be able to elevate, to bring up the cries of every single different Jew. To be able to bring it up to Hashem, those Jews at a time when the Jewish people have become distant from Hashem, where Hashem is not hearing our voice, he's not hearing our cries, the tzaddik has to be able to bring our tzaokos up to Hashem, and in order to be able to do that, he has to know all the different koilos. Ulehefech, and then working from the other side, lahashlich koil kruz l'kol echod v'echod. The tzaddik has to be able to send the cruz, the announcement from Hashem, to deliver that to each and every single individual person, lefi mekoymoi ushaitoi lekol mekoym shu, to each and every single person, wherever that person is at, and whatever predicament that person is in. V'tzorech lahashlich loy koil kozeh shehu yuchal leshamoi ulehisoyer al yodoi. The tzaddik has to understand each and every person and be able to know what kind of sound that person is going to be able to relate to. If he starts teaching that person Gemara with Tosfos, that person has no connection whatsoever. It's nothing. The tzaddik has to understand each person, where each person is at, and be able to know what kind of sound to deliver from Hashem to that person in order that that person should get the message that Hashem wants them to get, to wake up, the wake-up call. And this is all the concept of the sound of the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Shehu yoim hazikaron. We know that every holiday has a name. Rosh Hashanah is called yoim hazikaron, the day of remembrance. Ve'ikar hazikaron al yedei shofar. And the main thing that causes remembering is the shofar, Kama Shekosev, as it says in the Torah, Zichroin Terua. Zichroin Terua. Ki ha-shofar kolul mikol ha-koilois sheba'olam. Because the shofar is a composite of all the different sounds in the world. Me'elo le-sato u-me-sato le-elo. Both the sounds that go from above down, all the different possible kinds of sounds that Hashem would send down to this world, and all the different types of sounds that would need to go up from this world to Hashem, the shofar is koilel all of them. The 100 sounds of the shofar is koilel all of them. Kimarumas b'Zohar HaKadosh, as is hinted to in the Zohar HaKadosh, when the Zohar HaKadosh says, Asar dekolo nofik minei ikri shofar, the place from which sound comes forth is called shofar. V'chein b'Zohar Parshas Emor, mevur, and so too in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Emor, it explains there, Valdo be'inon lezamna shofar, and this is why we have to prepare the shofar, and to adjust it, you know, to put it in right place, the bay klilon kolei, because in the shofar is nichlal the koil of Hashem. All the different koilos are nichlal in the shofar. And this is why it's brought in Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Halacha, She Shofar Ulahazkir Es Yisrael, that the shofar is intended to remind the Jewish people, to remind them of who they are. La'oiram L'tshuva, to wake us up for tshuva. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Uru Yesheinu Mitir Damaschem, wake up, you who are sleeping from your deep slumber. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hayitoka shofar boir v'amlo yachrodu. Can a shofar be blown in a city and the people won't tremble? V'chein iso, and it's also brought in Sforim, she shofar hu kedei lahazkir oiso yizborach sheirachim aleinu. That the purpose of the shofar is to remind Hashem, to have pity on us. Kimavoyer b'divrei Rabbi Seinuz al kama pomim, as is expressed in the words of our rabbis many times, she shofar hu kedei sheyizkor lanu akedas Yitzchak, that the purpose of the shofar is to remind Hashem about the akedah that Yitzchak Avinu was willing to have himself sacrificed on the altar. V'sheyoyre rachmav, and that Hashem should turn on his kindness to us. K'may shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'yohiv lohoin eto le'sorei rachmei. Hashem has given the Jewish people advice as to how to activate his rachmonis. Uvameh, with what? Bashofar, with the shofar. Ki be'emes shofar kolul mishnehem, because the shofar really combines both. Mishnei ha'koiloi shel b'china shnei ha'tzipor ha'manal, the sounds of both the birds. Shehem b'chinas me'elo l'sato u'misato l'elo, the sound that has to come from upstairs to downstairs, and the sounds that have to travel from down here to go up. La'hashlich koilo yisborach l'knesses Yisrael, the shofar is the instrument by which we have the ability to send the voice of Hashem, the koil of Hashem, down to the Jewish people, lahazkiram, to remind us, sheyeshuvu elav, that we should return to Hashem, mikol mokoim shem, from wherever we're at, ulahefech, and the shofar is a two-way street. It also goes the other way. Lahashlich koil knesses Yisroel elav yisborach. The shofar sends up all the cries of the Jewish people, all the tefillahs of the Jewish people, La'ire Rachmav, to activate Hashem's Rachmonis, ulahazkiro yizchus avoseinu, and to remind Hashem of the merit of our forefathers, sheyoshuv eleinu, that Hashem should return to us. Ki koil hashofar hu bechinas koil shnei hatziporim kanal, because the sound of the shofar is the sound of both of those birds that we mentioned, shehem bechinas shnei hakruvim shohu al horoin, which are represented by the two kruvim that were on top of the Aron in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Holy of Holies. Shemishom yoitze koil hanavua. It's from there that all prophecy that Hashem sent down to the world was transmitted to the world, was broadcasted via those two kruvim. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, Vayishma es hakoil mibein shnei hakruvim. He heard the voice of Hashem from between the two kruvim. The koil hanavua hu bechinas koil hashofar, and we know that the voice of the prophets is compared to the sound of the shofar. Bebechinas, as Hashem says to the navi, horem kashofar koilech, lift up your voice like the shofar, like the shofar. V'haged lami pisham, and tell my nation their sins. So we see that when the prophets spoke to Klal Yisrael, that was the shofar blowing. Uchsiv, and as the pasuk says, el chikcha shofar, to your upper palate, the shofar. So we see the shofar represents this coil. V'ze b'chinas koil ha-shofar hoylech v'chozok moid. And this is what the Torah tells us by Matan Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, that the sound of the shofar was traveling and was very powerful. Moshe yedaber, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, v'ho elokim yanenu b'koil, and Hashem was broadcasting through him. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says, kishehoya Moshe medaber, hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesayoi loseis boi koyach li yois koiloi magbir v'nishma. When Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, Hashem was the sound system, kav yochel. Hashem gave power to Moshe Rabbeinu that his voice should keep getting stronger and stronger. Ki Moshe hu bechinas hatzadik hanal shemashlich koiloi lechol echot miyisrael lechol mokim shehu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzadik who has the ability to throw his koil, to broadcast his message to every single Jew, no matter where he is, no matter how far away the person is. V'Hashem Yisborach mesayei Eloi hazeh, and Hashem helps him, sheyia nishma koiloi lemerchakim, lekol echot v'echot, that the tzaddik's voice should be heard in the distance, far away to by all people. Sheze bechinas koil hashoifor. That's the sound of the shofar. Bechinas vayhi koil hashoifor hoylech v'chozek. The sound of the shofar was traveling and powerful. V'zehu hoylech v'chozek ma'oid, it says. It was traveling and it was very powerful. What's the word ma'oid? Ma'oid ze sitra demoisa. We know that the Medrash, the Gemara tells us that when Hashem first created the world, on one of the days of creation, it says Hashem saw everything he did and it was good. The Gemara says that's the day that Hashem created the Yetzer Toiv. The following day, it says Hashem saw everything he created and it was very good. The Gemara says very good, that's the angel of death. That's Malach HaMoves. And the Gemara gives reasons why the angel. But we see that this word Ma'oid represents Malach HaMoves, the other side. So when it says that the voice was traveling and it was Hoylech V'chozak Ma'oid, it means that the voice of the tzaddik reached out even into Ma'oid, even to those people who are trapped by the Sitra Achra. Shafilu hamunachim b'sitra d'moysa chas v'shalom. Even those people who are lying in the Sitra Achra. Sitra d'moysa, the side of death, which is the Sitra Achra. Hu mechazek u mechayoysam. The tzaddik gives them the encouragement and he injects life into them. U ma'oiram, he inspires them. U mekitzam, and he wakes them up. L'Hashem Yisborach. Ki hu mashlich koiloi lemerchakim, because the tzaddik has the ability to transmit his koil far away. At shemagia koiloi lechol echot v'echot, to the point where his koil reaches every single person, afilu him hu b'mokim shu, wherever he is. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesayo yalzois, Hashem helps him sheyia koiloi nishma l'meirochoik, that his voice, his words, should be heard far away. Bebechinas Moshe yedaber v'ho elikim yanenu b'koil, as the Torah says explicitly, clearly, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke and Hashem was his sound system. Hashem made sure that his voice could travel very far. Ki bechinas hashlochas koilois nimshach misho mibein shnei hakruvim. Because this concept of bringing forth these sounds comes from between those two kruvim that were on top of the Oren Kodesh, those two bird-like images. Shehem shnei hatziporim. That's the two birds. Shemishom hanavua, from which prophecy comes. Bebechinas ma'asham raboiseinu zal al Shmuel anavi. As the Gemara explains about Shmuel Anavi, when it says Ushmuel Shoichev, by the story of Eli HaKohen and Shmuel Anavi, that Shmuel HaKohen was resting by the Mishkan, and he heard a voice speaking to him, and Eli HaKohen, and one of them asked the other, "Did you hear that?" And the voice had skipped over one and gone to the other. Umuva bepirush Rashi Shom. Rashi Kodesh says over there, Ze Shomar, this is what the Pusik says, Yareim Kel Bekoiloi Niflois. Hashem blasts forth. Like Ra'amim, thunder. Hashem thunders forth with his voice, wonders. Ayin Shom Bidvarenu, Bamokim Shanir Shaminyin Zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, look where we discuss this topic in our word, in our Sforim. Vetzorech Lesader Hakoil Keseder. Rav Nosson Zal says, we have to organize this discussion a little bit better, to put it in good order. How Rav Nosson Zal is explaining that story in the Sipurei Maaseis about the birds and the Va'oz Tira Eze Remozim B'Maisa Hanayro Anal, and then you'll be able to understand some of the deep hints in that incredible story that Rabbeinu Zal told, the story of the seven beggars, you know, the fourth day. One of the things Rabbeinu Zal says over there is that this ventriloquist, this tzaddik, knew how to emulate every different kind of sound. And he made all kinds of interesting sounds. One of the sounds that it says he made over there was V'hakelev shoyemegarer atzmoy basheleg achrat seder, the sound of a dog dragging himself in the snow after something he had caught, something he had trapped. Efsher marames alinyan zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says it's very possible that Rabbeinu Zal over there is hinting to what the Zohar HaKodesh says about Rosh Hashanah, that the Pasuk in the Chumash, Ve'esav Ochiv Bo Mitzedoi, Esav, the brother of Yaakov Avinu, was returning from his hunt when he gave him the Adashim to eat. Remember? Shenemar Al Inyan Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar HaKodesh relates that Pasuk to Rosh Hashanah. Kamei Shekosu B'Zohar HaKodesh. Ayin Sham, look it up over there, V'Hovein, and you'll be able to understand some of the connections in what Rabbeinu Zal is being marami, is because we just said that Rosh Hashanah, the most important mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, is the shofar, the sounds, the tzaddik's ability to be able to broadcast Hashem to the Jewish people and to broadcast the Jewish people to Hashem. But then you have the other side that's also operating and functioning. You have Yaakov, Hakoil Koil Yaakov, and you have Esav. You have the sounds of Esav. Esav is compared to a dog, a non-kosher animal, dragging his victim, you know, through the snow that he's caught, that he's trapped, Rachmon al-Islam. Ayin Shom, Hashem should hope we should be zecha to study this further and to understand it better, Mitzvah Shem. This is also tied into one of the chapters in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, I think we touched on it in the previous year, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, he asks, how do converts end up converting? How does it happen that a person who's raised in a non-Jewish community, in a non-city, country, thousands of miles away from the closest Jewish neighborhood, how in the world does it happen that they make a connection to Yiddishkeit? And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the tzaddik, when he speaks, there's a pasuk by Mordechai, V'shamoy hoylech b'chol hamedinois. His words, his fame travel to all the countries. That the tzaddik has the ability sometimes to send his koil, where the koil travels to distant places and it lands in the books of the non-Jews, so that they're reading their books and they find in their books things that contradict their faith. And this is part of what helps them realize that, hey, something's not right here. And they start searching and investigating, and they end up finding their way back. And Rabbeinu Zal explained again that this is not necessarily non-Jews, because it's the good of the Jewish people which the Goyim withheld. Like by the miracle of Hanukkah, when the Greeks refused to allow the Jews to make a bris milah, to study Torah, Kiddush HaChodesh, those mitzvahs that the Goyim stop the Jews from performing, it's as if they're swallowing up those mitzvahs. As if the Goyim are swallowing up that toiv, and that toiv eventually finds its way back to Klal Yisrael. One of the formats that it finds its way back is in the form of Gerim, Rabbeinu Zal says. And he has a very deep explanation, but there again we see this necessity for the sound of the coil to travel to distant places. It's incredible that this shir is being given on a microphone with a laptop computer being recorded with today's technology, where Hashem has given us the ability to take the words of the tzaddik, to take the Likutei Moran, the Likutei Halachos, and we can put it somehow. Hashem made some kind of incredible revelation within the Teva, within the physical world, that by putting together some wires and some plastic and some technology, they call, that the words can travel anywhere in the world. You can be speaking to the entire world at simultaneous. You know, you have today productions, sports events, where they have over a billion people listening to and watching this sports event live. And this is definitely part of this. As we're getting closer to the coming of Moshiach, Hashem is revealing newer and newer things where we're seeing the Torah, this thing that Rabbeinu Zal described here 200 years ago about the tzaddik throwing his coil. A person would have heard it then and say, yeah, cute, he can throw his coil to the next room maybe, or maybe a block away. But what kind of nonsense? And suddenly we see today the ability that this broadcasting with radio and television and other things now, the ability to send the koilos anywhere with telephones and cell phones, where you can send the koil anywhere in the world. You can reach anyone anywhere and bring them the voice of Hashem. Obviously, the reason why all of these things were created for was for Torah. I remember one of the things that stands out in my mind as a kid. I was maybe 8, 9 years old in yeshiva, and our Rebbe, the fifth grade Rebbe, Rabbi Mitnick, should be healthy and well, came to class, and he was so excited. He says, I have to share with the class something that happened to me last night. He was traveling. He had to go somewhere, and he was taking the train, the subway in New York, you know, the underground, as they call it, and he looked at his watch, and he realized that it's going to be Shkia soon. Yeah, he hadn't daven mincha. What do you do? And he's in a train station. Where do you go? Can't go. So he noticed a phone booth. In those days, this is millions of years ago, they had what was called phone booths. They had this like this little cubicle that you could walk into and close the door behind you and get privacy and pick up a public phone and put in 15 cents at the time it was, you know, and make a phone call. So he thought for himself, wow, that's where I can get privacy. I'll stand in there and, you know, and I'll be, you know, I won't hear all the sounds from outside. So he walks inside and he's about to start the avenue. He says, but hold on a second. Somebody's going to make a call. They're going to have to make believe I'm making a phone call. So he picks up the phone, puts it in his hand, you know, as if he's talking into the phone. And he said, as I was doing this, it struck me, hey, this is real. I'm talking to Hashem. This, you know, there is somebody on the other line and it's Hashem and I'm talking and Hashem is, you know. He said it was like such an experience that just brought it closer to home. You get used to doing things a certain way. You get used to going to shul, daven shmei esrei, walk in, walk out, boom, boom, boom. And you forget that this is personal, private conversation. And there's someone on the other line listening to every word you're saying. Part of this being mashlich these koilos.